Formerly known as Schizo, OG Schizo. Hope that all of you are doing okay. Man, I just been eating on the homie Schizo's words, man. He sent me, you know, when he looked at. When I did the wounds testimony, and not testimony, but the wounds teaching, really, and a lot of the wounds teaching really comes from men's fraternity. I just put my own spin on it, right? Excuse me. I hope y'all doing okay. I'm fighting allergy, y'all. But man, Schizo, man, really just drilled down into that teaching, you know. Surprisingly, the worst of those abuses and wounds that I had inflicted upon my innocent person and that affected me the worst were at the hands of those who said they loved me and whose responsibility it was to nurture and protect, mold and guide me, which was our own family. Many times, it's our own family that wounds us. And we experience trauma, man. And so I really want y'all to really drill down into the wounds episode, man, because just get so drilled down into it, man. You know, his real father was, you know, didn't really know him then, and then when he got to know him, he was killed, you know. I like what he said, right? He said, upon learning the death of his real father, a great sense of loss and sadness descended upon me, and I felt all the way to my soul. And not knowing how to express these feelings or how to deal with or understand them, I got mad and started crying hysterically. And then when he began to grieve, you know what I'm saying, then his mama, who had her own issues of being totally blind, you know what I'm saying, start beating up on him, telling him, hey, man, shut up all that little crime, boy. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then, so he had to deal with that abuse of being, man, my mama used to beat the crap out of me, too, and so as not to lose me to the streets. You know what I'm saying? And those are wounds, man, you know. I mean, at one point, man, you know, his mama told him that she'd kill him. You know, I mean, those, the last several weeks, I've just been reviewing you know, his life and what he sent me. As black children, man, we learn at a young age, and you know, we say black. I say black, but this can go, you know, for any race, right? Those of us that are cut from the cloth that we grew up around, right? You know, as black children learn at a young age, you don't try your mama, right? Because they would, no matter how old you get, because they'll kill you. Right. But that can go across the board as well. And a lot of times our mothers and our family members were taking out their anger and frustration, you know, out on us. Right. To be, you know, trying to be successful in raising us. You know, I like he said, you know, his mama had to be more feared than the gangs and the things in the street. that will eventually gain control over me and over his fear of her. You know, a lot of times, man, they just be wanting, they be trying to save us from the streets. And so, you know, in doing time, my whole point of doing that that wounds, because man, I had to go through my time in my life. I had to go back. I had to think about, man, why did I end up the way I end up? You know, and a lot of times it's the way we were raised, right? We have to have the courage to discuss those things, man, amongst ourselves and with ourselves, and heal from those things, man. We suffered during our formative years, often at the hands of those who were supposed to be, we were supposed to be safe with, right? And this played a major role in our mental, physical, spiritual, as well as emotional development. You know, and you know, as Gitzo said, we had no say or choice of what we were born into. Right? 95% of those in prisons or on drugs or who have abused others have at some point in their past during their formative years. And our formative years, you know, the age, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, those years, man, at some point, man, in our past, man, we've been victimized or hurt or abused, right? And when at the end of the day, all we really wanted to feel was acceptance and love, right? You know, so man, as I went through Schizo's, man, life story, man, you know, I was really, really encouraged and strengthened. Schizo, thank you, bro. Thank you for sending me that. And we ain't never too old to learn. We don't know, must know everything. You know what I'm talking about? And so, man, you said something, bro, that I always existed in a constant state of apprehensive awareness that at any moment someone will go out of their way to try to do me some type of harm. And I have felt that as well. Growing up the way we, you know, you got to look over your shoulder. Being in prison, you got to look and see what's going on in the day room. You know, you feel the tension, you know, what's going on. And so, and in some aspects, you bring that out here with you. And, it's dissipating in Christ. It has dissipated. But man, I went through that for many years of, you know, the work we don't put in, you know, catch up with us sometime. You know, we got to look, man, oh, man, who's that? Oh man, that dude, I was on another unit with that guy. Oh man, is that the guy I did that to? Oh man, you know, you always in a constant state, especially on the streets where Schizo grew up. But what I will submit to you is there is peace. There is lasting peace. There is lasting hope. In Christ, and he helps us heal. And so I just want to encourage all you ladies and gentlemen that look at the wounds that you've gone through in your life, man, and do like what Schizo did. Take time and really drill down and look at why we ended up the way we ended up in the penitentiary. And there was a brother, let's see if I can get this started. I think Brother Dunnins, brother sent me, you know, as I get y'all letters, I'm preparing for May shout outs. And as I get the letters, I read and I make notes and so forth. But this one brother, I think he's in SEG, and we're going to start doing something with him. I think it's Brother Dunnins, if I'm not mistaken. But he said, here's the question that he poised. Is it worth it? And was it worth it? Is it worth it? What we're doing right now in our life, whether we're still engaging in criminality, is it really worth it? You know what I'm saying? And whatever we did in the past, was it really worth it? What was it worth? What was it worth? I got dear homeboys who were doing life in the feds. They sold a gang of yay and got rich. But was it worth it? Is it worth it? And that's what I want all of us to kind of eat on. Hey, man, we love you. It's just a little encouragement from the homie, man, to just really drill down and think about the things that have taken place in our life, right? We love y'all. See y'all next time on Crypto Christ Podcast.
Make them happy.